No, Sam! I've had enough! No more running from the zombies. This time, it's personal.
What does that mean?
It means I didn't care when the zombies took over the town. I didn't care when they ate the mayor and the school and all my friends. It piqued me slightly when they ate my parents and my sister. But now, they messed with my gerbil. Sir Muffin stuff. And for that, I will have my revenge. I wanna be in a world without zombies, walking around without fear. No more fighting for canned beans and water, just reliable Wi-Fi and friends in my life I hold dear. Used to go out, taking the sun, didn't have nightmares about getting outrun. I dream about a world without zombies. Come on, zombies. I'm right here. Give me your best shot.
Well, that was dumb.
Guys, we're close to a secret NASA base.
It wasn't that secret then.
Okay, we're close to a poorly disguised secret NASA base hiding the downed UFO that landed at Roswell. All we have to do is break into the top secret facility, open the roof, discover how to use the alien controls, and pilot the spaceship to an even more top secret orbiting space station built by HBO Films for their upcoming award-winning series, Rocket Man, starring Meg Ryan and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's impossible! Those are terrible actors!
I know. I was a little skeptical of the project myself, but apparently...
Can we just get in the base?
Oh, sure. It's right here.
Christy? You're back? I wouldn't miss the finale.
We're gonna be in a world without zombies, getting an aerial view. Nothing but stars in our orbit, while we're aimlessly flying, with maybe Meg Ryan there too. We'll find somewhere safe, a planet unclaimed, and soon as we land it'll be duly named. Let's bring about a world without zombies.
Wow, this place is amazing.
No, isn't it cool?
It looks kind of exactly the same as the place we were in before.
Shut up. Now where is that spaceship? Dang it.
How do we fit in?
I cut you up into tiny pieces and stuff you inside.
Well, what do we do now?
Bonus method 11, cannibalism.
Thinking about it, a world without zombies might not be hard to instate. Maybe we don't need the cosmos with its unruly craters. Let's eat the narrator.
Now wait!
I'm too pretty to die!
Eat him first! He's Italian!
Bonus method 12, leave the play. That's right, you heard me. There are no zombies.
You're telling me the government has been wasting taxpayer money preparing for this? That's preposterous!
That's what I'm telling you. Zombies are like werewolves and vampires and Social Security. Figments of your imagination.
You're saying we can leave?
Yes.
Just walk away and we'll forget this whole thing happened.
All right, we'll back away slowly. If you narrate anything, you're dead.
Got it.
And then the zombies ate them.
Never trust the narrators! We're like the media!
And the moral of the story is...
Frankly, all of us are doomed. Every woman, child, and man. Why are all of you still sitting here? Get a head start while you can.
No. There is one more way. Totally foolproof.
What's that?
Method 13. Love. That's right. If we all just love each other and believe in peace, humanity will be just fine.
And also destroy the scientists working on potential zombie-causing plagues.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
Because the end is coming soon.
if I was the last guy on Earth?
I date the zombies.
Just wondering.